The NBA playoffs coming up at 8:55, right now 8:16 on the ticket. Let's talk about our roadways.
Well, in basketball, it doesn't happen that often, but occasionally you'll have a lane violation called on a team. But on our roadways, and I drive a lot every day, about 35 miles each way, so 70 miles just on my commute now that we're back at the studio. I've noticed this for a while, and I think it's gotten worse since we've gone back to the roadways. More of us have, and driving every day that we're getting back to work. I don't know if y'all have noticed this, but we have an epidemic right now of drifters on our highways, farm roads, side roads. We don't stay in our own lanes. And just this, I mean, I've noticed this a bunch. And these are the people that drift over in your lane, and then maybe you're about to pass them. They're in the center lane, you're in the left lane, you're passing, and all of a sudden they're drifting towards you, and they're drifting towards you. And then you have the question, do I honk? Am I going to tick them off? You're already ticked off because they're creating a dangerous situation. But it was interesting, just on my way in this morning, I thought, okay, I'm going to count. Just this morning on my way in, there were 6 lane violators. 3 of them were directly in contact with me. 3 of them were just up ahead, and I could see them just drifting right, then going back left. And then maybe another half mile down the road, they'd start drifting left, and then they'd start hitting the bumps and then get back to the center of the lane. 3 of them I passed, and one of them got pretty close, and I almost honked, but you know, on my way in, it's dark. It's before 5 o'clock in the morning, and I usually don't honk in the morning because it usually ticks that person off, even though they are the ones who are violating something.
Mm-hmm.
And I notice it every day. And sometimes you have the white-knuckle experience of it's the 18-wheeler that's doing the drifting. I would say cars are bigger violators than the 18-wheeler. But when that happens, and maybe you have an 18-wheeler on your other side, or you have the concrete barrier on the other side, then I will lay on the horn. And usually the truck driver will kind of give you the, hey, my bad, and go on about his business. But I have been cussed at. I've been flipped off. It's not my problem. It's your problem. You're not staying in the lane. And I don't know if this is my perception of this is it's worse now here in 2021 and maybe after the pandemic as we're getting back on the roadways than it was in 2019 or 2015. I see it all the time.
Isn't it 95% people on their phones?
As we get into reasons, that's what I have. Number one, it's distracted drivers, and a lot of it is phones. So many, and I don't know the exact percentage of my own experience with this, but a lot of times it is with the texter, and you look at them, and then they look at you like you've got the problem. Like, what?
Mm-hmm.
I'm just driving and sending out kick-ass tweets or whatever they're doing. They usually give you the look like you're invading their space. I think that's it. I think people are not only on their phones, but maybe it's Saroy that brought this up. Why do we think it's okay to eat a 3-course meal while we're driving too?
I think we don't have time to stop and eat somewhere.
Everyone thinks they're really good at it.
Multitask.
And that's the problem. Everyone thinks that they're good at multitasking when it comes to driving, whether it's eating or you're on their phone. And most people are not. I'm going to admit it. I'm not. I'm not very good at it. I'm not very good at looking down at my phone. Certainly don't text. But, you know, even if I have to pick up a phone call or if you find your phone to, I think we always think, well, making a call is okay. And you should probably hook up Bluetooth and just do it that way so you're not looking down at your
phone. Have you hooked in your Bluetooth yet? George.
I don't really like that function. I try not to talk too much when I'm in my car.
You still hold the phone up to your ear in the car?
Sometimes.
Really? Yeah.
What do you mean sometimes? What do you do the rest of the time?
Sometimes I'll hook up the Bluetooth. Yeah, I've got it hooked up. I just don't always use it.
Man, I haven't done that in 3 years, I bet. Really?
What percentage of the time do you use hands-free?
Maybe 50-50.
Dang. Yeah. See, you're the problem here.
It should be 100%. It's so much easier.
You're holding your phone. That means you don't have both hands on the wheel.
Don't worry about me. I'm not a lane drifter. I don't think.
Oh, okay.
I don't think I am. I may
yeah,
be.
You don't think you are, but you ought to eliminate the... You got to do the hands-free. It is safer.
Okay. I do... I do that maybe half the time. I'll do it more, but I usually try to stay away from using the phone.
Well, that's fine.
On the highways.
But if you use the phone, you ought to do 100% of the time hands-free at least.
Okay, I can make that improvement. And I think that is probably the biggest thing, the phone, eating, whatever it is.
Because you talk every morning on the roadway in, right?
Yeah, I talk in. Usually I'm hands-free at that point when I talk to Fernando on the way in. Yeah. Okay, here's another one, though. And I don't know if you guys have this on your vehicle, and you may disengage it to where it doesn't even work. Do you have your lane warning function engaged?
I don't think I have that. The one that vibrates the car, or just the one where you have the orange light on the rear view mirrors?
The one that kind of vibrates the car.
I think it vibrates the wheel. Yeah.
Yeah, and some correct it for you.
Yeah.
The vibrates the wheel. It doesn't vibrate the whole car.
No, it just vibrates the wheel. Yeah.
If I have that, I have never engaged it because I don't need it.
Well, I don't think you can. I think it's on by default.
Okay,
right?
Then I don't
have
it.
Turned it off.
Some cars, yes. Some cars, no. You can't.
I don't have that.
Yeah, I don't think I have that.
I don't have the lane departure warning.
Yeah, you can disengage it on my truck, but I keep it on.
I know you can disengage it, but I'm saying, like, I think it's on when you first get the thing.
Yeah, I've never noticed it on my car. I've never had to disengage it. I've got a 2019, though. I'm a little old school.
That's so old.
Yeah, you're way behind, dude.
He stays in clearance 2021 or 2022 vehicles constantly.
Don't worry about that right now.
He's not in clearance vehicle anymore. I followed him in this vehicle he's in now.
And by the way, you tailgate, you mother hubbard. I could barely even see you behind me yesterday. You were so close. That's another pet.
Craig, did you like that? Did you like that path that George took to get where we were going yesterday?
That was the direction it said.
See, everybody's just now a slave to the GPS,
right.
Google directions.
Well, it's routing me 7 miles out of the way to get around the corner, but
It was the fastest route.
It was not the fastest route.
It was
guaranteed.
Fine, but you're so damn impatient, you have to tailgate.
Okay, how is this devolving into an argument between us?
I almost brake checked you just to see you wind up in my grill.
Never brake check anyone.
Or your grill.
You know that that's wrong.
That leads to road rage.
Yes.
Well,
accidents.
So.
You're going to wreck your new truck just because you want to...
Yeah. Prove a point to you to stop tailgating.
The one that it took, you had to wait 7 months to get because of chip shortage.
Yeah.
But it's worth it to sacrifice it.
Yeah, to teach you a lesson about tailgating. That's
I don't think I was tailgating.
Oh, my gosh. If I can't see your windshield, you are tailgating. You are right up in my tailpipe.
Weren't we doing a segment about something else?
Yes.
Okay.
Lane drifting. But we're talking about driving in general, and don't tailgate either. But I wonder if that...
I was tailgating you because you were on your phone. You were holding the phone up to your ear, and
I wasn't trying
to get your attention.
No, I wasn't. But for those who have that lane warning, I wonder if we just depending on them now?
Hey, Lane.
And like, well, I'm on my phone, I'm drinking coffee, and...
Maybe.
And the wheel is vibrating now, so yeah, I guess I've got to autocorrect on it, do it at once.
Yeah, I bet that's part of it. But if they are drifting, I would think they don't have that.
Yeah. I don't think that they have that.
And it's my OnStar.
I see a lot of people drifting that are in older cars that I don't think has that feature.
I bet you it's 90% distracted by their phone, 5% drunk driving, 5% just bad drivers.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wonder about that, too, on the way in. Unfortunately, I think we do have drunks on the road.
Yeah. At the time that we're driving to work, sure.
Yeah. And that's why I'm pretty careful about which way I go. There's one way I could go that's a two-lane road that I've always avoided for that very reason.
This is our first week back. Feels like we've been back longer than a week, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
Feels like it's been 2 weeks.
5 days.
It's starting to drone on a little bit here.
Drive in.
But yeah. I'd forgotten the frustration that I deal with all the time on the highways going home. The left lane slow driver.
I hate
it's
that
just,
so much.
I mean...
Well,
people stacked up. People stacked up behind them. I'm telling you, I think that 50% of the drivers out there do not know that that's not just a regular lane.
Right.
They think it's just pick whichever lane you're comfortable in and drive at the speed that you feel like you want to drive at.
I'll go you one better. I think because so many people drive so slowly in the left lane, these days people think that that is now the slow lane.
Yes. I agree with you.
Or they think they're all the same.
Because the right lane will now be wide open.
Yeah. Right. They think it's all the same.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I have to pass more people on the right than on the left these days.
Yeah. Well, just give it a second. They'll drift into the next lane at any given second.
I know. I try to take advantage of when they lane drift to pass them.
Am I the only one of the three that's noticed this?
Oh, no, I've noticed
drifting.
It.
It's like an epidemic. It's much worse now. I don't know what the time period is, 3, 4, 5, 10 years, but it's so much worse now. Maybe we're just becoming, we're getting worse at driving, I think.
Well, because I think driving is not seen as the primary thing you're doing at the moment. Driving is just incidental to, I have some downtime between leaving work and getting home.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not I'm driving home. It's I'll catch up and return some messages while I'm on my, you know, afternoon commute. And driving is secondary to whatever you're doing to actually fill your time during your drive.
That's why the argument that, oh, we can't go to autonomous robo-taxis or something like that. No one will ever get in a car and have just the car drive you to wherever you're going. Because what if that car malfunctions and runs into somebody or something? I will 1,000% guarantee you that the accidents caused by malfunctioning robo-taxis will be way less than by malfunctioning human beings that we see every day. And it's going to be so much safer.
Yeah. And we're getting there bit by bit, these lane corrections. Even the cruise control now that can anticipate speed, that's pretty awesome, too.
Yeah.
We're getting there step
Adaptive
by step.
Cruise.
Yeah, that's great.
I don't have a car with that either.
Yeah. And I've always been kind of non-committal on the self-driving cars, but that's why we're getting there, because we suck.
Yes.
We're getting worse.
You're right.
And that's why we have to go that direction, and there's some downside to it. And you're right, that one wreck instead of 500 wrecks that we have every morning
at
DFW.
That one wreck will have more psychological impact on us than the 500 human-caused wrecks.
He was killed by AI.
Yeah, mm-hmm. He was killed by... And I don't know why we're wired that way, but the thought of no human being in control is more frightening to us on the one wreck than the 500 humans who were in control of the wreck.
I'll add another reason to the lane drifting epidemic. I think it's the auto manufacturers. The dashboards now are so full of bells and whistles and video displays.
Yeah,
and
down.
I think it's very distracting to have some of that. It's like a scoreboard at the Death Star or something. You know, it's just got all these functions and lights. And
I think that's a great point.
Well, the video monitor at the Death Star is the good example, right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, we don't look at the field.
How many people crane their neck up and they're looking at the screen?
Yeah, it's supposed to, I think, make it easier if you're just looking at where miles per hour normally is, and you have the function where you can put, like, your radio station there.
Uh-huh.
But I think you start looking at that just like you would the radio. So what's the difference? I mean, I know it's a shorter eye movement, I guess, but it's still, you're distracted by all the lights. Well, that's really cool. I can see the radio station and switch it right here from the steering wheel.
Although, man, I did have one car that had the heads-up display. You ever had a vehicle that had that?
Yeah, I turned that off, too. That was on when I got my car.
I think it's awesome. No, the heads-up display to where you can...
Oh, gotcha.
You don't ever have to look down at how fast you're going or anything because it's displayed in the windshield.
Yeah, I hate that. It's so distracting.
I love that.
Yeah, that's a little distracting, too. Do you have the impact, like a
collision warning system?
Collision warning system?
Yes.
Yes.
And there's part of me that...
And it doesn't.
That wasn't even close. I was braking. But the thing is, if you're not on the brake and there's a car that's moving slowly, it will go off. But I think that's good in that we're so conditioned now, like, it's not even close. We're driving like NASCAR drivers where, we probably should have our foot on the brake and be a little more cautious instead of just ramming up someone's butt because we're in a hurry to get up the right lane.
Jeez.
Gordon Keith.
Gosh.
I turned my collision warning off as well because so many times I was backing out of my driveway and, and it
locks them up.
And I look around, I'm like, there's nothing behind me.
Mm-hmm.
Why? It locked me up for no reason.
Maybe
so I turned that off. I know better than my car system.
You've disabled all safety features.
Yes, because the number one safety feature in my car is me, and I know what I'm doing.
Gosh.
Here's another reason why people are drifting right now. I don't know if you guys have experienced this on the highway. With the rain that we've had, the potholes get bigger by the day.
Yes.
And I guarantee you there's some blowouts on 35.
Is there anything more shocking than hitting a horrible pothole?
And I lane drifted yesterday a couple times to avoid a couple of craters on northbound 35. And they're starting to resurface that now at night. And
that's
good.
Talking on your phone like a Kardashian.
Yeah, sipping coffee and eating a hamburger,
holding it
at
up
the same
to your
time.
Face on speakerphone.
You're the Kardashian of the ticket.
You are.
No, I'm not. I try not to
have
a phone conversation.
You're always posting bikini shots on Graham.
When I'm driving. So let's all stay in our own lanes today.
Yes.
Let's try to be safer. Let's try not to be so distracted by a chicken sandwich or a phone and stay in our own lane if we're going on the highway or a side street.
That's a public service announcement from the Courage Boys.
Yes.
All right, coming up next, we're going to get an always hard-hitting news commentary from Stossel Rooney.